Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. An excessive heat warning continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Mainly sunny this afternoon with highs around 103. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows around 77. High temperatures reach up to 102. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 95.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow now with 0% retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% financing on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Jewel Implement today and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. That's Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas, or online at www.jewelimplement.com. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase, other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
American Diesel, a division of American Ag and Auto, Glen Elder. They can take care of all your truck and trailer repair needs. Pickup or semi with platinum overhauls or small repairs on all models. Brakes, drums, and chambers in stock. Exhaust mufflers, flex elbows, straight pipe, and more. They also carry legacy seats and two stereo options. In addition, they carry most all BG service fluids. Transmission flush to diesel fuel injection clean on both pickups and semis with several fuel additives and cleaners. All of this and more at American Ag and Auto, just off of Highway 24 in Glen Elder.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, KDHE, will host the 2023 Kansas Environmental Conference, KEC, taking place on August 9th through 10th in Manhattan at the Hilton Garden Inn and Manhattan Conference Center. Kansas environmental professionals gather yearly at KEC to hear from industry professionals on key issues such as conservation, restoration, and other environmental quality projects, programs carried out by industries, agencies, and nonprofit organizations. This year's various sessions will provide updates on current environmental issues, technological innovations, and program and registration updates. Online registration is open through July 31st, and you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/KEC to learn more about the Kansas Environmental Conference. And for more on this story, visit kdcountry94.com. And again, a reminder, the heat advisory does remain in effect until 9 o'clock tonight for north central Kansas and south central Nebraska. Heat index values of 100 to 110 degrees expected across the area. Again, warm temperatures can quickly become dangerous. Heat is one of the most deadly weather hazards. Don't underestimate it. Never leave people or pets alone in a closed car. Drink plenty of water even if you don't feel thirsty. Wear loose-fitting clothing, light-colored clothing as well. Spend time in air conditioning and in the shade. With an extended period of hot weather expected, make sure to take adequate precautions when going outdoors. Again, the heat advisor in effect until 9 o'clock tonight. Do have one job opening to pass along. Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee owned, providing a one-of-kind wealth building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits, including new starting wages, 6-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Osborne County Fair continues today. Activities include a petting zoo open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. At 10:30 and 6 o'clock, treasure hunt clues will be posted at the petting zoo. From 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock, you can take advantage of the inflatables for the kids, $5 wristband, kids 12 and under only, and the IMCA stock car races tonight. Admission $10 for adults, $5 for ages 6 to 12. It's $30 at the pit gate. You can check out the Osborne County Fair Board Facebook page for more on what's going on. There's a 4-H fashion review at 5:30 this evening as well. The Glen Elder Fun Day is taking place this Saturday, July 29th. The Coffee Truck in the Park at 7 a.m. Motorcycle and Car Rally at 9 o'clock Saturday. The Walking Taco Stand from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Vendors in the park start at 11 as well. Free swim at the Glen Elder Pool at 1 p.m. Games in the park at 4. Food trucks as well. Igor's Water Gun Fun at 5 p.m. The Board Game Parade at 6:30 with Touch a Truck to follow. And check out the Dice Run at 7:30 as well. And at 7 o'clock, Digital Thunder DJs presents DJ Cherry Ice, sponsored by TMO Transport LLC. Again, the Glen Elder Fun Day coming up on Saturday. Also on Saturday, the Downs Grief Share Support Group will be having an informational meeting at 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall, 1019 Blunt Street in Downs. For more information, you can email info@rosevalleychurch.org or leave a message at 785-454-3733. Community VBS, First Christian Church in Downs, July 30th through August 2nd, with closing program planned on August 3rd. It'll take place evenings 5:30 to 8, program at 6:30. Registration is from 5 to 5:30 each evening. If you have questions, call Pastor Dave Hardy at 545-6070. Also, going on at the Beloit Church of Christ is VBS this year from July 31st through August 4th, 6:30 to 8:30 nightly. Classes available for all ages, 3 years old through adult. It's located at the Beloit Church of Christ. Again, if anyone would like more information or pre-register, text 476-5687 or call the church at 738-2420. They can also find them on Facebook as well at the Beloit Church of Christ. That's the news this hour on Kitty Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Now David Fry sends a high fly ball deep left field. Melendez up. He's out of room. It's out of here. David Fry with a two-run homer here in the fourth, and the Guardians blow the lid off this one.
That home run put the Guardians up 7-0. They would go on to win 8-3 over the Royals on Wednesday. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports. Area athletes competing at the USATF National Junior Olympics. K-18 baseball tournament finished on Wednesday. A area team in Pee Wee Baseball is named our Athletes of the Week. The commissioner for Major League Baseball gets an extension, and the Women's World Cup continues for the U.S. on Wednesday. It's all coming up in the sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Area athletes are competing at the USA Track and Field National Junior Olympics in Eugene, Oregon this week. On Wednesday, Emma Howland of Smith Center threw 19.1 1/4 in the 15-16 girls' shot put and running in the 13-14-year-old girls' 800-meter run. Miley Ost of Mankato ran 2:32.65. Reese Richards of Beloit ran at 2:40 flat to finish their time at the event. Today, Madison Howland of Smith Center runs in the 13-14-year-old girls' 1500 prelims around 10 o'clock this morning, and Osborne's Ryan Berticelli will be in the 15-16-year-old girls' 1500 prelims around 11:04. A full look at the results and schedule for the national meet can be found at ncksports.com. The K-18 State Baseball Tournament came to a conclusion on Wednesday in Lucas. The championship goes to Clay Center. They beat Colby 13-2 in 6 innings. Also, the Smith Center Red beating Beloit Red 9-1 in 5 innings to claim third place. Beloit Red finishing in fourth place at the K-18 State Baseball Tournament. If you missed any of the scores from the tournament, you can go back and check out the bracket at ncksports.com. Members of the Beloit Grasshoppers Pee Wee Baseball team have been named the ncksports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athletes of the Week. The Grasshoppers brought home the Pee Wee State Championship in Concordia last Friday night. They went into the District 2 tournament with a 7-3 record and finished second place to Osborne and Smith Center. Entering the state tournament at 9-4, they recovered and went on a great run. They opened the tournament with a 15-0 shutout over Bremen, pulled out a 5-3 win over their hometown foe Beloit Ironbirds in the quarterfinals, and then the semis. They won 3-1 over Hanover to advance to the championship. On Friday night, they defeated Concordia Knights 8-3 in the title game to finish their season as the state champions with a 13-4 record. The Grasshoppers are just the second team from Beloit to ever win the Pee Wee State Championship, joining the Beloit Mudhens in 2012. Congratulations to the Beloit Grasshoppers Pee Wee Baseball team, our ncksports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athletes of the Week. You can read more about the Athlete of the Week at the website. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, another three-game set and another series loss for the Royals. They fell to the Guardians 8-3 in Cleveland on Wednesday afternoon. Jose Ramirez got things started with a two-run homer in the bottom of the first. Cleveland added runs in the second and third to go up 4-0 before Ramirez hit another homer in the fourth, followed by the two-run shot by David Freiherd earlier. Down 7-0, the Royals finally got on the board in the fifth with an RBI double by Michael Garcia. However, the Guardians answered in the sixth before an RBI double by Dyron Blanco in the eighth and a solo home run by MJ Melendez in the ninth capped the scoring in the five. five-run loss for Kansas City. Alec Marsh took the loss on the mound, falling to 0-5, lasted just 2 2/3 innings, giving up 4 runs on 5 hits and 4 walks.
It looked like he was just a little out of sync with his delivery, with his command. Pitch count got up there. Looked like early in the game, a lot of fastballs. I don't know if he just didn't have a feel for his off speed, but just didn't have the same sharpness or command to his stuff.
Matt Quatrero's team is now 29-75 on the season. They have Thursday off before starting a 3-game series with the Twins on Friday in Kansas City. Also in Major League Baseball, the league's owners extended the contract to Commissioner Rob Manfred through January of 2029. That would mean Manfred would be in place when the next collective bargaining negotiations take place after the current CBA expires after the 2026 season. The 64-year-old Manfred has been the MLB commissioner since 2015. The extension would keep him in the position until he's at least 70. Finally, in sports, in the Women's World Cup and Group E, in a rematch of the 2019 World Cup final, the United States and the Netherlands played to a 1-1 draw. Each team now has 1 win, 1 draw, and 0 losses in group play. The U.S. has 1 match remaining in group play. They'll face Portugal on Tuesday, August 1st. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in Northeastern Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.